to topic on everybody's mind, Ukraine. And we're going to do something about it here. I have a collection of gentlemen here that are going to help. On Wednesday, May 4th, at Comedy at the Carlson, we have Mark Ippolito, the co-owner and managing partner. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Director of Operations.
Get right in that mic, okay? Then we have Tim. Say it again.
Sukenko.
Get right in that mic there.
Sukenko.
All right. And Tim is representing Rock Maidan, which is a local organization that has been collecting money out of Webster. How many family members do you still have in Ukraine?
70 that we know of.
70 that you know. Wow.
Yeah.
And you said you had two active fighters.
Yeah. One fighting in Donbas and one fighting in Mariupol. Wow. The worst two places that you could possibly be fighting.
Mariupol right is, yeah, that's real hot spot, right?
Yep. Very, very hot. Unfortunately.
Yes. And the name of the event is Fab 4 for Ukraine. And we have Steve Barlotta.
Morning.
Did I wake you?
I heard my name. So.
And the reason we're calling it Fab 4 for Ukraine,
well,
please explain.
We were able to get the three Beatles bands in town together to do a jam. It's a limited amount of time, so we the more bands we could get, the better. So if you could get three bands for the same time slot. So I've got the guys from Inside Out, which is Walt O'Brien and Ted Perkins, and then Mike Kosko's band, Mr. Mustard,
which
everybody knows. And then I have a band called Beatles Saturday, which is John Camarasano and Tim Wainwright and a bunch of Tim Hanke. I got to name everybody now. Tim Hanke and Mike Mullane. So, yeah, we're going to do a jam, a Beatles jam. We all know Beatles tunes.
Sure.
We're going to do that. But before that, there'll be a couple of bands, B.B. Dang, Tony Barbagallo, and Isabel Barbagallo. This is his daughter.
Mm-hmm. Very good band. One of Elvio's bands. Yep.
And then my buddies, the Forneri brothers, Joe and Pete Forneri.
Yep.
Are Fairport legends. And they're gonna probably jam with us too. So it's gonna be a good time and for a good cause.
Right. Now, Mark, are you gonna live over there?
Yeah. Of course, right when the show starts, I got something scratching my throat.
Oh, yes.
Excuse me.
It's okay. It's all right. All right. So, first and foremost, let's sell some tickets. Go to Carlson.
CarlsonComedy.com for tickets. Hold
yes.
on, guys. So, it's amazing how everybody came together for this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We obviously wanted to do something for Ukraine. And when I was talking to Shresh, who's also involved, who I started the Carlson with, he was like, hey, there's Steve Bartolotta. He's doing a lot of stuff for Ukraine. Let's reach out to him. As soon as I reached out to Steve, he was hands on, like, let's do this. And right when I reached out to Steve, you reach out to me. And
right.
He said, hey, Sprenza and I want to do something. Let's all get together, blah, blah, blah. It was amazing how everyone just kind of got together. Now, we got Tim involved from Rock Maidan. Did I say that correctly?
Absolutely.
And it's just been the support for this has been great. So you can get tickets at CarlsonComedy.com right now. Tony Deese is going to supply the food while it lasts. And it's going to be great. I can't wait to hear all these Beatle bands and the jam. And Steve has just been amazing on getting this all together. And House Guitar stepped in. They're going to supply all the equipment. And it's going to be a real fun night. So donations, everything. Come on down.
25 at the door? Is that what
we're
doing?
It's 20. I believe it's 25. Yep, $25. It includes food and great bands. There'll be some raffles too.
Yep.
And, the bar will be open. And if you want to bring your kid, go ahead and bring your kid. It's going to be a really safe night. So,
yeah.
You know.
So, I was talking to Jay Speranza because, again, he was one of the driving forces here. He reached out to me and wanted to know if there was anything going on that he could get involved with. And I said, well, why don't we, talk to Mark, and I know a lot of people want to do stuff, so and that's how it all came together. So, and then again, he's going to supply food from Tony D's.
Amazing.
Yeah,
absolutely amazing.
He's such a generous guy.
It was literally like within 48 hours everybody just collaborated and got this thing together, and it's going to be a really great night.
And then I reached out to Father Phil Weiner at St. Joseph Hats, and I said, Father Phil, what organization locally here we're going to do an event for Ukraine. Who should I reach out to? And he said, Rock Maidan. And that's where Tim came in.
And we're glad he did.
Yes, yes. And we love Father Phil.
We do too.
So give us a little background on Rock Maidan. And people are going to see it, and they think it's Maiden. because it's M-A-I-D-A-N, Rock Maidan, but it's Maidan.
Maidan is the Ukrainian way of saying it. It's basically named for Maidan Nezalezhnosti, which is Freedom Square in Kyiv, the capital of Ukraine. So it's a good play on that. But basically, it started in 2014. It's run by volunteers. The reason it was started in 2014 was when Russia annexed Crimea, and then the war started in Donbass. People think the war started February 24th. It actually started
back then. Yeah, it's been going
then.
A while, right?
Exactly, 8 years. So now things are ramping up, obviously. Everyone sees the devastation on TV. It's worse than everyone thinks. So this is a great way to help out. We have a lot of contacts in Ukraine that we work with to try to get what they need, not just what we think they need. So these collaborations and these relationships that they have on the ground, they're telling us, this is what we need. This is what we're out of. This is what we can't get. Can you help us with this? And that's why you'll see about every month or so a specific appeal for supplies,
right?
Whether that happens to be medical supplies, whether it happens to be sneakers, sweatshirts, all that type of stuff. So it's you know, it's a really great organization, and they're doing amazing work, and everybody that's donated, we just can't be we're just so grateful, the outpouring of support. We just need it to continue. People sometimes make a donation and then they think they're done, but
right.
This is going to be, we're in it for the long haul. It's a, you know, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah, it's the end is not near from
definitely
what,
not
everything we see on TV. Yeah,
unfortunately.
If people can't join us on Wednesday, May 4th at Comedy at the Carlson, how can they give to Rock Maidan?
Easiest way is go right to rockmaidan.org.
Spelled Maidan.
MAIDAN.org. There's a number of ways you can make a donation. There's an Amazon wish list that you can order from and actually get it delivered right to Rock Maidan. So you don't have to have it delivered to your home and then drop it off at our new Xerox warehouse that Xerox donated. So thank you, Xerox. So there's a lot of ways. So the Facebook page is great. We try to keep it updated with the impact that the donations are having, the ambulances that were sent over, the medical kits that were sent over. Right now, there's a big appeal for dental supplies. All of that is, you know, out of stock in Ukraine. So there's a lot of need. Please check out the website, rockmaidan.org.
Did you just say ambulances?
Yeah. I think it was 5 ambulances that we sent over.
Really?
Yep. Donated by local
ambulances. I'm thinking, you know, you're sending Band-Aids and you know, that kind of stuff. Neosporin.
Yeah.
And you're doing ambulances, huh?
Yeah. They were all donated. Some guys drove them to New Jersey for them to put on a ship and transferred over to Europe and then made their way to Ukraine. So it's amazing. The things that, the logistics are incredible. I'm still in awe of what they're doing.
Well, I mean, I don't know anybody who's not feeling this.
Right.
It's just one of those things. And I've been associated with Ukrainians for a long, long time. My very first boss in radio, Orst Tribnok, Ukrainian. So I've always been honorary Yuki, you know. I've been for a long, long time. And it's just, it's mind-boggling. And now the people that never thought about Ukraine or the Ukraine, remember how everybody called it the Ukraine, and now we learned it's just Ukraine?
Which is always a running
Kiev.
Joke with
it's not, it's
with
not
my
Kiev.
Friends. Yeah, it's pronounced Kyiv. 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 And they pronounce it Kyiv,
yeah.
Which, you know, is a sharp dagger in my back every time they say Kyiv. But it's better than the Russian version of Kiev.
We're trying, bro.
We're slowly. We're getting there. We appreciate it.
We're getting acclimated.
Tim, I love hearing stories about, like, what specifically is being done, because people always ask, you know, we're donating to this charity. Where's the money actually going? You know, I mean, not that people aren't giving from their heart. They are. But it's great to hear specific stories like that, because it really makes it concrete for people.
Well, this is the second one you and I have done, too.
Yeah,
we did one a couple weeks ago there. That's out at Bunsey's. So.
At Bunsey's. I was at Bunsey's
Mark's
last night.
Mark's old place.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, you know, speaking of where the money's going, 100% of the $25 that you guys spend on either the tickets online or at the door will go right to Rock Maidan. Rock Maidan, excuse me. I used to listen to Iron Maiden when I was younger, so you know, it's hard to break old habits.
After we cover Dino's bar tab. Then
Also, there'll be shirts sold there too, and 100% of the proceeds to those
very
go
cool
right there
shirts.
Too. Yeah, absolutely.
The Comedy at the Carlson shirts turned out really, really well. With what do you call that's on the mic? The actual.
It's Trizub. or a trident. It's the national symbol of Ukraine.
Right, right, yeah. No, it's a very cool shirt.
Yeah, Vinny Paulino designed those, and we thought, hey, man, let's just bang them out and, you know, do what we can. And so we got a whole bunch. I think we have a few hundred of them to sell. So,
right.
And they're available. Actually, we've been selling them now, so if you wanted to stop into the bar, you can purchase them.
Yeah, if you're coming
now
in to see one of the shows, you know.
100%. Yeah. All proceeds go right there to Rock Maidan.
Rock my
You did it.
I did it. I'm proud. But it's so funny because you said there isn't anybody that's been, you know, heard about it or who are also been so inspired by the Ukrainian people.
And, oh, my God.
And
yeah,
the president for actually being a great leader. It's amazing to see this. And, you know, I hope more people, you know, learn from this, you know, because you guys are going through some really hard spots and it's horrible to watch. And but the inspiration of seeing the people that what they're doing for each other, standing together and actually being a united country against something that's completely evil is, you know, it's very inspiring.
And unprovoked.
Well.
I don't know how Ukraine was ever a threat to Russia.
It's a criminal activity.
It's genocide. It's crimes against humanity. I just hope that they're prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law at The Hague when the time comes.
Let me ask you this. Communications with the back in the country. Do you have any? I mean, how's that work?
So they do have Wi-Fi, so they're able to communicate pretty easily via email, via Facebook Messenger, Telegram.
You can still reach out to people. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. In the, you know, I don't know about the East, where the
hot
focus
spot
is, right? I don't know about that because I don't have any personal relatives there. But everywhere else, you can get a hold of people.
Right, right, right.
Which is what you need on the ground.
So you said you've collected some raffle items. I know. Do you want to tell us what some of the stuff that we're going to raffle off that night?
We've gotten some raffles. I reached out to family and friends about donating these products and services. And obviously, there's nobody that says no. As soon as you ask for help for Ukraine, everybody wants to help because we're trying to be creative on how we're raising money. So some of the things I've gotten, you know, I have a cousin who owns JetDry, so he gave me a certificate for four rooms of carpets to be cleaned professionally.
Okay.
a bunch of orthotics for my buddy Dr. John Zastarny, some professional pillows, custom pillows that you'll need to go into his office, get fitted for, and then he'll make those for you. Some prints by Mike Osatio, some amazing prints that he framed for us. Just a lot of massages for my aunt. My aunt's a massage therapist, so she gave us a gift certificate. So things like that, things that anybody would be interested in. A one-hour photo session, family photo session with Jeff Witherow. So everybody just wants to help. So
if anybody wants to give, too, just reach out to Rock Maidan.
RockMaidan.org.
Or reach out to Mark at the Comedy Club.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? 100%. Yeah. We'll make sure he gets it.
So what else can we talk about? Steve, you got another gig coming up, right?
I always have a gig coming up. Unfortunately.
That's what Suresh thought of him. He's doing so much. It's amazing. I love it.
Well, we'll be talking about that down the road. Actually, we should do another show for the Rochester Music Hall of Fame sometime.
You have an event in Fairport. Yes. Right. I'd love to do that. Yeah.
We'll do that. But he's got the talent coming that night. Mark's got the room that he's donating. And then Tim is making us all legit. Let's put it that way.
And Jay Speranza is bringing the food.
I tried to get him to come today, but he's too busy. So
I'll say with regard to the music part of it, first of all, having Jay there, it takes a lot of pressure off the music. Yeah. The food's going to be worth the $25.
Right. Oh, right so, there, yeah.
But, you know, if you could do an event like this and do something good and also make it really fun for people, because I think this is going to be fun. It's not a real serious show. It's going to be, we're just going to be jamming some Beatles tunes, a bunch of us that love the Beatles. And, you know, so it should be fun for people. People should do it.
Right.
Just reminded me, I talked to Andy Babuke. He's got the Beatles gear book that he did. And so I'm getting an autographed copy of that.
Awesome.
And of course, another fellow Ukrainian.
Absolutely.
So we'll be raffling one of those off.
And also, bring your kids. If you're worried about getting a babysitter, no problem. It's the Beatles. Everyone's going to be having a good time. It's a fundraiser. It's on a Wednesday night. It's not a big, you know, there's going to be no security. It's not going to be a big, you know,
it's not
bar
a big,
night.
Big
it's
drunk
gonna be
fest.
A very cool thing for Ukraine, and everybody's going to be like-minded. So no need to get a babysitter. Bring them. Have a good time with your kids. Listen to some Beatles. Educate them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Fab Four for Ukraine, Wednesday, May 4th at Comedy at the Carlson, 50 Carlson Road. Go to carlsoncomedy.com to get your tickets. Go to Rock Maidan, spelled Maiden, .org if you'd like to give and you can't join us on Wednesday night. And Steve Bartolotta, our music director. I just dubbed you that, okay?
All right. Amazing guy.
Mark Ippolito, our host. Jay Speranza from Tony D's is going to be supplying some amazing food that's included in that $25 ticket price. And then, of course, Tim...
Perhaps Sukenko. Perhaps.
Sukenko. I've known his brother for a long, long time, too, and I've never even tried to say his last name.
Is Sue going to be able to go? No, Sue can't go. That's how you remember.
Oh, hey. That's new. That's right. A new one.
All right.
That's a new
Bart,
one.
Bart, a lot of comes through, baby.
I hope Sue can go because I really want everybody to go.
Yes, absolutely. Fab Four for Ukraine Comedy at the Carlson, Wednesday, May 4th. Go to carlsoncomedy.com. Go to rockmaidan.org, and we'll see you and have some fun and sing some Beatles tunes.
Yeah.
We all know the words.